This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans will be shoveling maybe a foot of snow after a fast-moving winter storm batters parts of the Midwest. And in parts of the South all the way up the East Coast, there'll be heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec.
We're in a fairly active, at least active and cold weather pattern across the eastern U.S., and it doesn't appear that we're going to be changing that weather pattern probably until maybe early to mid-February. So it looks like we have the potential going forward after this storm for additional winter weather across the eastern U.S. For the remainder of January, possibly into early February.
The Weather Service's Bob Orovec. What now? Now that the Supreme Court has knocked down President Biden's plan to boost the nation's vaccination rate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The High Court has ruled the administration overstepped with its vaccine or test rule for big business employees. The court, though, is letting a vaccine mandate for virtually all healthcare workers stay in effect. The rulings came hours after President Biden renewed his push for Americans to wear masks, noting he doesn't like it either.
It's a pain in the neck.
He says the administration plans to make free high-quality masks available and will double the number of at-home test kits sent to Americans.
I mean a billion tests in total.
The White House expects the first test to be delivered later this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic is hoping to compete in the Australian Open beginning Monday, but the Australian government's revoked his visa for a second time. He's not vaccinated against COVID. Djokovic and his lawyers will meet with immigration officials in Melbourne on Saturday morning. A single page of artwork from a 1984 Spider-Man comic book has sold at auction for a record $3.3 million. This is AP News. The Republican Party is threatening to boycott the 2024 presidential debates. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
The Republican National Committee is planning a rules change that would require GOP presidential candidates to sign a pledge saying they would not participate in debates sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The proposed rules change is a nod to former President Donald Trump, who repeatedly complained of unfair treatment by the commission. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates was established in 1987. Its charge was to ensure for the benefit of the American electorate that general election debates between or among the leading candidates for the offices of President and Vice President of the United States are a permanent part of the electoral process. Mike Gracia, Washington.
2021 was the sixth hottest year on record, part of a long-term warming trend, say scientists, a trend that shows hints of accelerating. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.